River Farm Network. Farmers appear to be booking next year's corn and soybean seed earlier than usual. Peterson Farm Seed President Carl Peterson said that's a bit surprising. Some of the interest is trait-driven, but a favorable growing season and harvest may also be having an impact.
Of course, the newest varieties always go fastest, right? You know, I get that, right, because they're new varieties because they're, you know, a step above the earlier. We're seeing a lot of interest in Enlist beans with the uncertainty going on. And yet, the performance of our Xtend beans is also outstanding. So, you know, folks are kind of wanting to stick with that as well in some areas. It really depends on where you are and what your weed problems are. You know, that's one of the reasons that we value our independence. We don't have to choose products we want to sell. We can figure out what's best in each area and work with farmers and provide what they want.
There's a lot of uncertainty surrounding over-the-top dicamba herbicide use for 21. Peterson encourages farmers to consider seed genetics first and then a plan to kill weeds.
One of the places Xtend has been very effective is out in kochia country because kochia comes early and then you're done with it. And, you know, there are other ways to deal with that. So, you know, if Xtend has been working out there, you know, that might be okay to stick with that. But have it in the back of mind if they need to switch earlier. You know, other areas, you know, where water hemp is a bigger concern, you know, there you can kind of pick whatever genetics you want and figure out a way to manage the weeds. You know, like I said, we're seeing an awful lot of switch to Enlist, but that's driven primarily by weed control.
China's also